Hello, hello. It is the Love Uplifted Lady, and I'm going to be adding some episodes and series to this podcast. So one that you can look forward to hearing from here in the very near future, and it starts with this one, is The Win Within. So as I get ready to head into my 50-miler ultra training, which I am currently in now, I would love to share my race experiences, my practices, you know, kind of how I do post pre-workouts, my thought processes, everything that I can share with you, I would love to be able to do so. So today I just got done finishing a 5K. I had the privilege of not only getting to run it once, but getting to run it twice. I had my amazing volunteers, my husband and my oldest daughter, out on the race trail. I got to catch my daughter at the aid station passing out water, and my husband doing an amazing dance on the directional runner for showing us where to go. But what I will tell you is it is such an amazing experience. You know, not just because I got third in my age group. I ran the fastest 5K that I have this year, finishing each mile at an average of 7 minutes and 37 seconds. But more than that was getting a chance to know that my practice was not done, that even getting to spend a time with such amazing camaraderie, seeing, you know, a 1.5-year-old cross the finish line all the way to an 86-year-old, just warms my heart about why I do what I do and why you can always win within. Now, say I would have went and done that race and not got third place, would have maybe finished with a 12-minute mile, I still would have been able to find the win within. What I will say is, with me stepping foot to more than, I'm sure, 1,000 starting lines, I still feel that little bit of nervousness 10 seconds before that gun or they say go. I don't know what it is. And I always hope that maybe I've gotten past it. But what I'm finding out even today, as I walked up to that starting line and my phone went dead, my earphones weren't working, everything that could go wrong happened in that second. And that fear was there. And as I got ready to start up to the starting line, I was thinking to myself, what am I afraid of? And I found out that the fear, what I was thinking was real, was that I thought I would freeze up. Like, what happens if they say go and I'm still just stuck there, stiff, nothing moving? And I know that that'll never happen. So I enjoy that little fear because it reminds me that even though I've done this 1,000 times, I can still find a brand new sense of being in each and every run, each and every person that I pass by, the camaraderie that I see, the high fives, being able to, you know, welcome someone home to the finish line and being able to be that bright, shining light. But going through that second time around and passing those people that were heading towards that finish line and felt like they wanted to give up, that was inspiring. It was great to do it for me the first time, but focusing for others that second round was really my win within. And knowing that when I came home, I still had another hour of training left on my treadmill, which I happily got a chance to run in Greece. So brand new mindset there. And I also finished with a 30-minute power, oh my goodness, power workout from the amazing Hannah Eden. It is FYR 2.0. If you haven't done it, try it. It will knock your socks off. It just knocked mine off, but I thought that today I would explain to you a little bit more about what happens in the athletic mindset. And for me, I step up to every single starting life, whether it's in life or at an actual race, with that little bit of fear, knowing that whatever challenge or whatever goal, whatever is coming my way, that I am big enough to face it. And it was a long time before I felt that way. So as we get ready to head into the seasons that we're in, you know, whether this is winter when you listen to it, fall, spring, or summer, I want you to be thinking about how each and every day you can find a win within. It doesn't mean that you show up first. It doesn't mean that you show up perfect, but it means that you show up purposefully, that you're ready to take on whatever it is and you're ready to say well done at the end of it. That's what I'm searching for, that at the end of my life, that God will tell me well done for the hard work that I've put into it. And no, he will know that I haven't done it perfect and he'll know that I gave it everything that I had, but I have to believe that every single step I take, that I am giving it all that I have, that I'm not waiting for someone to come and always pull me out of the rabbit hole, but that I'm willing to stand in the face of fear with that shaking in my heart and be willing to start. So I am inviting you to start today. Whatever it is, start something. Find one win within who you are. You'll be glad that you did. So I'm encouraging you all to go and find your love of what lift itself. It's out there. You just gotta go and find it.